nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
Hello, everybody. So thank you for attending our webinar today. The webinar is titled, Like Driving a Car, Acquiring Quality SEM and FESEM Images in Different Situations. Today's webinar is brought to you by Dr. Bangji Lu, working at the Nanofabrication Laboratory at Penn State University Park.
Hi, everyone. Yes, thank you very much for attending this webinar. Thanks, Jack, for the introduction. Just a little bit myself, you know, I'm working at a Penn State, you know, like a nanofabrication laboratory. So I actually mean charge SEM, also the ALD. No, that's a different, another part of my job. So I as you can see, right, actually I graduated from China. Then I got my PhD from Michigan State University. I came to work at Penn State there. So this is my family and my wife, you know, I have two kids. This is my son, actually. He played saxophone at the State High, like a marching band, last 2 years, right? So what was his dream, actually, coming to Penn State, right, and then playing in a blue band, maybe in 2 years, right? Okay, later time, actually, I like taking pictures, you know. Right, it's my hobby. All right, my hometown is called Dalian in China. It's it's actually across sea from Japan and Korea, if you want to know where is it located. We have a mountain, we have a sea, right, in my hometown. If you want me to pick one city, right, in the U.S., you know, which close to my hometown, right, I would pick Maine. It's very similar, you know, when I went to Maine, right, I just feel home, you know. I work in the clean room, right, so we have roughly 10,000, you know, square feet of clean room. It's located in a very pretty building called the Millennium Science Complex. Hopefully, you know, someday you can come to visit that, you know, the building, also the clean room. We have a lot of capability inside the clean room, as you can see from here. Right. Okay. Welcome, you know, to explore what we can do for you, in the future. So my talk, right. So we'll, have four sections. You know, I will give you some examples of different situations, you know, for SEM imaging. Then, I will talk about the key imaging parameters, then the SEM we own. In the last, right, I want to talk about, okay, how to achieve an ideal image, you know, make sure the beam's right. So anyway, so that's my, the outline of my talk, right? But hopefully I hope I can feel the passion, you know, I have for SEM. I hope you can have the same passion for SEM, you know, if you ever, use SEM, right? Okay. So, examples first, right? Okay, you know, so now we are a clean room, right? Like we fabricate devices. So I want to give you an example, right? When do you want to use SEM? So this is actually a real example from a research group in my building. So this is a little bug. I'm not sure you know that this name is called springtail cuticles. Well, whatever. So the little bug, right? Very small. Then it's a live in the earth, right? So if you look at them, right, under the SEM, right? So you see hair, right? The body of the this bug, right? But you can see hairs. Okay, see little crystals, right? Okay. So like order, like they resemble in the order pattern, right? So the group actually they want to use, right? So silicon to fabricate the same structure. You can see from here. So this is like a mushroom structure. The reason they want to do this, right, is because you see that. So they want appear that the body of this bug, right, is something has a special property called a super water repellent. So that's what it got in the end. But anyway, so if you look at the picture, right, I want to see, okay, that to get a good image, right, then you need a voltage right here. Yeah, beam voltage. You need a certain working distance. So you also need to pick the detector. So this one, I use it in lens, right? So see 5 kV, 3 millimeter, right? Working distance also in lens. So similar here, 5 kV, the 4 millimeter, then in lens. But so that's a very typical conditions we use to start a SEM, right? Okay, see, that's very typical. Okay, but see this one, right? So like a 1 micron roughly, the feature, right? And then so the magnification is a medium magnification right here, okay. All right, anyway, so, but this example, right? It's a grading, like a sitting gradings. This actually is the group, right? They want to use this, right, to refract X-rays. So this actually the device it will send to the space to collect X-ray in space, right? But because the X-ray, right, the X-ray, the wavelength is very small, so the grading has to be small. But this one, see, that's only like less than 100 nanometer, very small feature. So we need to go to really high magnification, right, to image these gradings. So the voltage I use right here is 20 kV. So, okay, so why 20 kV, right? So if you think about the electron beam, right, so the beam size actually depends on the voltage. So the higher the beam voltage, right, then the smaller the beam size. So you can get a higher resolution. But anyway, so that's why I picked, 20 kV for this device. But sometimes, right, so you have to use a very low voltage. So this example, right, to show you, okay, so, the graphene, it's like 2D material. I'm not sure if you know 2D material. 2D material is a very thin, that's only a few, one or two, right, atomic layer, like a sheath. So to image them, right, so then you have to use low voltage. Do you know why? Because it's so thin, right, then it's basically transparent to the electron beam. So if you use very high voltage, right, then, so, I mean, you cannot, probably you will not even see it's there. But anyway, so when you image, right, very thin material, right, you need to lower the voltage. So as this one, see that it's very low, like less than 100 volt. But then you can see, okay, you can actually see the material. Here's another example, right? See the same 2D material, also 2D material, right? 0.2 kV. Look at it, you can see a lot of surface detail, right? But if you increase the voltage, then probably you will not even see them. It's there. Yeah, okay. This one. This one is a 3D printed structure on glass. So it's a polymer structure, right? So the substrate is also insulating. But this the whole material sample is insulating. But if when you image insulating material, right, then you have to make sure, okay, then most of the time, right, you will get something called a charging problem. So then to overcome the charging, right, sometimes you need to lower the voltage, right, to image this sample. So okay, this example, so right here, to show you what it means, charging effect. So this is like a metal like contact structure, right, on an insulating substrate. So when you use 5 kV, right, 30 micron aperture. So what it means, my aperture, right? So the aperture